Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me for another weekday podcast. Each day, one of the things that we enjoy greatly is bringing to you some important and vital information about how the Word of God can get deep into our soul, and we're able to apply that in such a way that we can understand the Scriptures, but more importantly, we can live the Scriptures and be able to claim the promises that God has for us. So today, I want to go to the Old Testament and talk about one of my favorite people in Scripture, and that's Jonah. I've said in my preaching and teaching for years, he's one of the people that as soon as I get to heaven, I can't wait to talk with Jonah. Back in the day when Jay Leno hosted the Tonight Show, he frequently did this man on the street interview. And one night, he collared some young people to ask them a question about the Bible. And so Jay Leno turned to a young dude and said, "Who, according to the Bible, was eaten by a whale?" And this kid was so confident, his answer was Pinocchio. You know, unfortunately, some folks in the church are just as clueless about the book of Jonah as that dude. But when you open the book of Jonah, you have to ask, like one preacher said, is this a tale of a whale or a whale of a tale? There are a lot of folks who try to think and wonder, okay, could that really happen? I mean, we live in an enlightened society and we've broadened our human knowledge. Could God truly have taken a whale or a large fish and swallowed Jonah and let Jonah live inside that whale? Well, keep in mind that the story of Jonah is really a picture of Jesus. In the Old Testament, Jonah is told by God, he wants Jonah to go to this city by the name of Nineveh, and Nineveh is a place where really the world, it's cesspool. Every sinful action you can imagine happening there in Nineveh. And Jonah's like, no, if I go there, they're going to kill me. So he goes the opposite direction, and of course, he's on a boat. God sends a storm, and then eventually Jonah fesses up and says, okay, it was me. So the sailors throw him overboard. God provides a great fish. Now listen, this is where the Jesus comparison comes in, and Jonah spends 3 days and three nights in the belly of a fish, and he sacrificed himself by saying, it's me, throw me over, it's me. And so when he does, the water stills, and the folks in his boat and all the other boats around him now are safe. And then 3 days later, he's expelled from the fish, and then he goes on to Nineveh, and literally the Bible says that everybody in the city came to faith in the divine. Well, to try to figure out, could this really happen? Is there ever been like a Jonah-like incident in our day? Well, back in 1891, or as my pop would have said it, back then in 1891, the Star of the East was a whale hunting, and it was a ship off of the Falkland Islands in the South Atlantic, and they were pursuing large sperm whales. One of the two boats was capsized by this huge whale, and the hunters went on to kill the whale, but feared two of their men had drowned. James Bartley was one of the missing fishermen. So the crew mourned their loss, but also had a tremendous task of preparing this massive sea monster. So they worked until midnight removing blubber from the 88-foot-long, 80-ton fish. And the next morning, they hoisted the whale's stomach onto the deck. And to their surprise, they saw faint movement. And watch this. A science editor for the journal Debras, which investigated the incident, verified that James Bartley was indeed the reason for the movement. When the stomach was cut open, Bartley was found unconscious. He was bathed in seawater and placed in the captain's quarters for 2 weeks. He was confused, a little disturbed. Well, yeah, but in 4 weeks, he fully recovered. I mean, just give that some thought. I mean, for the rest of his life, he carried the scars of a bleached white face, neck, and hands from the whale's gastric acid. Okay, while we have good reason to believe this story, there's a second miracle in this book that adds to its credibility. Jonah, the prophet of God, honestly reveals his personal failures. To some extent, we believe the prophet because we find ourselves in the story. In fact, the book of Jonah is a great place to turn to critique our own spiritual condition. I urge you to start in Jonah 1 and read through this. In our information-based society today, we have fixated on indicators, weather indicators, economic indicators, political indicators. Even our cars have indicator lights. And amazingly, it was the same in Jesus' day. For that matter, he chided them for understanding the weather better than their spiritual condition. And as we prepare our heart to receive the message found in Jonah, we need to examine our personal spiritual condition. And a close look at the backslidden preacher might reveal some things we need to address in our own life. Like, what are the indicators that we need to return to God? Well, we need to return to God because oftentimes we run because we don't like what God's word has to say in his commands, or we don't love it as we should, and we don't spend time in it. Or maybe we harbor past sins from our past and we cling to those things, or maybe we neglect our responsibility to give or to share. I could go on and on and on, but I want you to know that in this book of Jonah, this story illustrates the redemptive work of God in your life and in the world. That God loves the world and sends us to the world. The love of God is available to the most wicked and vile human, as well as the most civil and self-righteous. But then, what does Nineveh play in this story? Well, the Assyrians represent the unconverted, or folks who just won't turn to God, but they desperately need to know both God's love and their impending judgment. And then, of course, there's Jonah, where the prophet represents the one sent to share God's love, to share what God has given. He was glad to speak for God to good people, but he refused to talk to those others. And I think sometimes we just decidedly and deliberately disobey God because we just don't want to do it. And we can run from that, to flee from that. We go the opposite direction, away from God, and all of a sudden the impossibility of running from God becomes a reality in our life. And then God draws us back and he allows a storm to come in our life and we return to him. And so I want to invite you today to grasp and hold dear the fact that God indeed loves you, and he loves you with all of his heart to the degree that he has sent his son, who gave his life and was buried in that tomb for those 3 days and arose from the dead that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I sure trust that you will today trust in him, walk in him, and I know that he will receive you as you are, and you'll never be the same again. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast today, and I hope that you'll jump overboard and listen to the new weekday meditation at weekdaymeditation.com as well. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.